This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, is there a kind of grade inflation going on with financial credit scores? According to Moody's Analytics, there are about 15 million more people with a FICO score above 740 today than there were before the Great Recession. But does that mean that credit scores are changing? Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
If you apply for a loan or a credit card, most lenders will take your FICO score into account. The number was created by the Fair Isaac Corporation back in 1981.
In a nutshell, the FICO score is a number that predicts how likely you are to pay back a loan or other credit obligations in a timely fashion.
That's a video from FICO's Credit Education series. At last count, the average score was a record 704 out of 850. That's about 20 points higher than a decade ago. Ethan Dornhelm is vice president of scores at FICO. He says with unemployment low and wages rising, people are in better shape.
They have lower debt, fewer instances of delinquencies. They're searching for less credit. That sort of underlying improvement in financial health is really what's driving the improved scores.
But Chris DeRitis, an economist at Moody's Analytics, says the strong economy may actually be masking some risk, especially at the lower end of the credit scale.
If you had a 600 credit score, a very low credit score, back in 2009, that reflected perhaps the external economic environment, right? Foreclosures were rising, unemployment was high.
But a 600 today?
That might indicate some higher risk.
And help explain why missed payments on auto loans, for example, have been rising, even though he says lenders haven't relaxed their standards. Chi-Chi Wu is an attorney with the National Consumer Law Center. She says lenders shouldn't put so much weight on credit scores.
A credit score isn't some sort of magical shield that says this person's never going to default. I mean, if you have a high credit score, but something bad happens to you, you are likely to have problems paying your bills.
By the same token, take that person with the 600 credit score.
There's a 20% chance they may be delinquent in the next 2 years, but there's also an 80% chance that they'll do just fine. It's a blunt instrument.
Even the purveyors of credit scores say lenders should consider several factors, including a person's income and debts, and yes, the state of the economy. Emra Shahinger is with FICO competitor VantageScore.
Credit score is not an absolute metric. It's a relative measure of a consumer's risk level compared to the broader population's level of risk.
And he says that broader risk remains pretty low. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.